This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The Prime Minister began the day by offering a floral tribute at the Statue of Unity. The PM administered the Ekta Divas pledge on the occasion. The PM is now witnessing the grand Ekta Divas parade. The parade featured contingents from the BSF, CRPF and various state police forces. This year, the event has become even more special with the Rashtriya Ekta Parade organized on the lines of Republic Day. A standout feature this year was the BSF marching contingent exclusively comprising Indian breed dogs such as the Rampur and Mudhol hounds, demonstrating the Atmanirbhar Bharat spirit. 10 vibrant tableaux designed to reflect the theme Unity in Diversity are also being showcased by various states and central agencies like NSG, NDRF. After the parade, Prime Minister will interact with officer trainees of the 100th Foundation course at the culmination of Aarambh 7.0. The 7th edition of Aarambh is being held on the theme of Reimagining Governance. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at his statue in Patel Chowk, New Delhi this morning. She also extended her heartfelt greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. The president described Sardar Patel as a great patriot, visionary leader and nation builder who accomplished the historic task of unifying the nation through his unwavering resolve, indomitable courage and adept leadership. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Sardar Patel's dedication and spirit of national service continue to inspire all Indians. She called upon citizens to come together and reaffirm their resolve to build a strong, harmonious and prosperous India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena also paid floral tributes to Sardar Patel at his statue. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Sardar Sahib strengthened the nation's unity and security by unifying the princely states. He said Sardar Patel led the country towards self-employment and self-reliance by connecting farmers, the backward and the deprived through cooperatives. Home Minister Amit Shah also flagged off the Run for Unity from Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in Delhi on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas. Mr. Shah said, every year on 31st of October since 2014, the government is organizing the Run for Unity event in respect for Sardar Patel. The Union Home Minister said that after India's independence, the British decided to leave the country divided into 562 princely states. He said within a short span of time, Sardar Patel accomplished the monumental task of integrating all 562 princely states, and the map of modern India that the world sees today is the result of his vision and efforts. Mr. Shah added that by unifying Kashmir with India, by abrogating Article 370, Prime Minister Narendra Modi fulfilled the resolve of Sardar Patel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate at the International Aryan Summit 2025 at Rohini in New Delhi this afternoon. The program forms a key part of the Gyan Jyoti Festival, commemorating the 200th birth anniversary of Maharishi Dayanand Saraswati and 150 years of Arya Samaj's service to society. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The centre has said that curriculum on artificial intelligence will be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards. The Ministry of Education has said that this initiative marks a nascent yet significant step towards the ethical use of AI to solve complex challenges, as the technology will be organically embedded from the foundational stage beginning in grade 3. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 339 runs, India overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.